flu. There's been a significant rise among children over the past week. That's according to Children's Health Ireland, who say that most of the over 650 children who presented at their emergency departments at Crumlin, Temple Street, Tallaght and Blanchardstown hospitals had flu-like symptoms, fever, cough, sore throat and breathing difficulties. Dr. Paddy Fitzpatrick is with us. He's Specialty Lead in Paediatric Emergency Medicine at Children's Health Ireland. Dr. Fitzpatrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Do all these cases presenting have flu or just feel flu-like symptoms?
Yeah, so I guess we're right in the middle of the winter viral season. I'm sure many of your listeners are experiencing coughs and colds and flu-like symptoms at the moment. Yes, the majority of patients that we see at the moment have those respiratory viral illnesses, many of them with flu-like symptoms. And whereas we wouldn't test every child for the influenza virus, they are certainly presenting with all of the classical symptoms of fevers, coughs, chills, aches and pains, you know, runny nose, sore throat, and just feeling very, very miserable.
And how are hospitals able to cope with this surge? Do many of these children have to be admitted, for example?
So a very few numbers of children need to be admitted with influenza or with flu. It's certainly many of them will attend our emergency departments or the GP services around the country. The majority of children will have kind of relatively milder illnesses, albeit very unpleasant and very and can be very miserable. And many of them will just require a brief assessment to make sure that there's no signs of serious illness or and make sure that making sure that the child is coping okay with the illness and to be given and to be able to provide some advice. A very small number of children will have a more serious illness. And sometimes in rare cases, flu can be complicated by a serious bacterial illness that may jump on top of the flu virus. But they're very rare cases, and the majority of children can be safely managed at home with the usual advice of pain relief like paracetamol or ibuprofen, or to and making sure to drink enough fluids and to get comfortable and to get some help from the GP or the community pharmacy as needed.
Yes, what's your advice to parents who are worried about their children when those measures don't work? Because children's conditions, they can change very quickly.
Yeah, that's very true. I guess the advice is to, I suppose, to expect children to be quite miserable, to have really have less energy, to have some tummy pains, to have some fevers. If there's something not quite right, and that's and often parents' instinct is the right thing to follow, but if a child who isn't seeming to get better quick enough or isn't really getting episodes of energy or recovery during the course of the illness, if they're not drinking enough fluids and they appear dehydrated, so they're not passing any urine, or if they have any breathing difficulties, or if they have a rash that doesn't disappear when it's pressed on with some pressure, then they're the things to get checked out straight away. And there's lots of useful advice on the undertheweather.ie website from the HSE that describes the normal pattern of symptoms and how to manage those with influenza and other common childhood illnesses, but also when to seek advice.
The vaccine for children, it's a nasal spray. How effective is it against this year's strain of flu?
Yeah, so I'm not a specialist in immunology or infectious diseases, but from what I'm told, it is very effective for this year's strain of flu. And it's very easy to administer for children. It's free for children 2 to 17 years of age with the HSE. It can be booked through their local pharmacy or the local GP. And as you mentioned there's no needles involved. It's a simple nasal spray, so it's a very comfortable thing for children to get. And very, very much proven to be safe and effective at preventing flu. And as I mentioned, flu rarely causes serious illness in children. It can do, but it does certainly make them feel very miserable and very unpleasant. And it's a very useful way of trying to protect children from those nasty symptoms, especially coming into the Christmas period.
Dr. Paddy Fitzpatrick, Specialty Lead in Paediatric Emergency Medicine at Children's Health Ireland. Thank you for speaking to us. We'll have business and weather next.